Hello.
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How can I help you?
They transferred me to you.
Okay, and so you have an order
you
didn't place?
I did not purchase, yeah. We have two charges on our credit card that
we don't recognize. And we did not receive anything.
And we have not received anything. It's called Fast Boost.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
8123 County Road 230, Cecil, Ohio, 45821.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on that to load. One moment. Okay, so I do see here, looks like the shipping was paid back on May 5th, and it was $7.95 for a KitchenAid.
Yeah, I did not do that.
And so it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so that is what started the $56.95 charge. And so you never received an email letting you know you have the chance to win the kitchen. I'm sorry, letting you know that you have gotten the KitchenAid as a free gift?
No.
Okay. And let me see here. And no one in your household could have done that either?
Not that I know of. It's just me and my husband.
Okay. So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I did go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you so that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Nope. So that'll be taken off?
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.